USDA issued its latest Farm Bill implementation notice with details on the current producer election between agriculture risk coverage, or ARC, county coverage, ARC, individual coverage, and price loss coverage, or PLC, on all crop-specific and generic base acres. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, points out some things producers need to be aware of in regard to the notice.
So this notice really helps clarify what is required by producers on a farm in making their elections between the ARC individual coverage and then either ARC county coverage or PLC. And of course, if all the growers on a farm elect the individual coverage under ARC, then all of the commodities are enrolled in that one program and there are no further decisions to be made.
But if the decision is between ARC county coverage and PLC,
then that decision is made on a covered commodity by covered commodity basis on each farm. And so for whatever crop basis are on a farm, either ARC County or PLC is chosen.
The one thing that was really important in this notice is
for those farms that have generic base now, which used to be cotton base acres, for those farms, the producers must elect either ARC County or PLC for all 21 covered commodities which could potentially be planted on that farm. Even if there's no history of growing some of these crops and probably no anticipation of them being produced on that farm, FSA is still asking that producers elect whether they want PLC or ARC County for each of the 21 commodities that are eligible so that in the event they are planted on those generic base acres, they would be enrolled in the appropriate program.